saying wasn't true, but I had not prepared myself. And listen, you're under no obligation to do a very bad job representing the Bible. But you should try to prepare so that when that time comes, you can defend the Word of God and the truth. But if you haven't taken the time to prepare, well, you're just better off sitting there. This is one I get asked about every once in a while. Proverbs 4:24, put away from thee a froward mouth, and perverse lips put far from thee. There's two different facets of controlling your mouth. And number one is not to be froward. And it's similar to forward. How many of you heard somebody say, well, they're very forward? Well, that's similar to froward. And froward just means you're always piping off. A lot of times it's somebody who doesn't even, like I just said, they don't even really know what they're talking about, but they always have an opinion. Ever been around somebody like that? I sit many times, man, if I'm sitting in a room and the issue of trains comes up, take it away, Mark, or Dan, if he's here, those two especially. You want to talk about federal government and how that stuff works? Come on, Doug. Or carpet cleaning. There's a couple of things. Or Labradors. If Martha's not here, Doug gets the floor. You know, whatever. We have an accountant now. You know? You want to crunch some numbers? Noah's all into crunching. Amen? You're developing. You want something about your computers. Johnny back there. And on it goes. You need your car fixed. Do not come to me. I'm not even going to offer. Well, now I can tell you, you know, a couple of things. Like I've helped people understand it was their alternator and not their battery. Or, you know, hey, you got a flat tire. You know what I mean? You know, have you checked the oil? But anything beyond that, well, today you pretty much have to have a computer to hook it up anyway. But there's still a lot of people. I think Rick, if he's here, tell you, I think he can do a lot more than I can. And Dan, yeah, like changing brake pads and that kind of thing. I could if my life depended on it, but then you wouldn't want to be in the car with me after I got done. Another one here, Proverbs 17:28. I love this. Even a fool, when he holdeth his peace, is counted wise. And he that shutteth his lips is esteemed a man of understanding. There's an old movie I watched one time. There was a distinguished-looking gentleman over in the corner, and he's holding his hat and shaking his head, and they're arguing and everything, and no one can agree, and someone has the idea, this man over here seems to understand the issue. Let's ask him. And he looks up, and they said, what do you think about that?
I'm sorry, sir, I wasn't listening.
They expected him to sound like, you know, and it always reminds me of that. They thought he was this wise man just over there, and all he was doing was shaking his head and thinking about anything else, hamburgers or something. He that shutteth his lips is esteemed a man of understanding. Will Rogers said this, never miss a good chance to shut up. Amen. Froward mouth. Also, here's some other ways if you're going to put out a new Bible version. You could use these. Instead of froward mouth, you could use a big mouth. A big mouth. Another one is diarrhea of the mouth. You ever heard that? That's a froward mouth. Or people say they have no filter. You heard that one? They don't have a filter. Haven't you heard that one? A couple of you are like, oh my, oh me. And by the way, you can watch our proverb devotional tomorrow morning. The text is Proverbs 4:24, dated May 27th. If you're a listener or watch this later on, we're doing 5-minute devotionals in the morning. Right now we're in Proverbs, and we're talking about this same sort of thing, not the exact same information. But the main problem with a froward mouth is basically ignorance. You see, if you know what you're talking about, and you can give good solid information, and you can give people guidance, especially biblical guidance and that sort of thing. But the problem is a froward mouth is just bloviating. hot air, like the lady you were talking to, Doug. Here's a key to wisdom and a key to not being a fool. Proverbs 18:13, he that answereth a matter before he heareth it, it is folly and shame unto him. Man, how many times? It's just so aggravating. I'll even tell him, listen, I'm just telling you, if you would listen to this and read this, you'd see that you don't have all the information, and that's one of the reasons you're not right on the issue. I mean, you talk to a liberal these days, and it's like, try reading the Constitution. For starters. Then, sadly, once the froward mouth faces their error, pride gets in the way. So you might get them to listen to you when you're telling them why they're wrong and everything, but then they're too proud to admit it, too proud to make a change. You know, there's a story. How many of you know, remember Tennessee Temple University? You remember that school? It was one of the most powerful works of God on planet Earth in the 60s and 70s. It's closed now. You know why it's closed? Lee Roberson, who was the guy God used to build it up, he got old and decided not to be involved in things, and the guys who came behind him started changing the Bible, started changing the doctrine. And Bob Gray from Texas was on an airplane with Lee Roberson and told the story. Lee Roberson said, I believe what you believe about that book. I believe that King James Bible. I believe it. And Bob Gray looked at him and said, then why are you letting them tear it up in the classroom? And why are you letting them change it? And his answer was, oh, I'm just getting too old to fight. In Florida, or Texas, I mean. There's one in Florida that you don't want to know, but there's one. Yeah. And, you know, if you get too old to fight, then it's time to get out of the way and put somebody in your will. But what sadly is, even though he did a lot of great things, and don't want to take anything away from that, but you know what? It's pride. He couldn't step down and let somebody, and he didn't have somebody ready to step in who held the same convictions. And that kind of pride, well, the Bible says what will happen. Pride does what?
Goes before destruction.
And a haughty spirit? And that's why Tennessee Temple doesn't exist now. And the church, last I heard, was meeting in a school cafeteria somewhere. It was a little tiny church compared to what it used to be. Highland, I think it was called Highland Park Baptist, the church that was. So let's close it up here in last few minutes here. It also then says to be slow to wrath. Let me get on the right page here. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. Now, you got to be careful. Again, the NIV says slow to become angry. Because human anger does not produce the righteousness that God desires. That's a lie. That's a flat-out lie. Sometimes you're spiritually dead if you're not angry. I'll tell you what, most days if you're not angry, you're not paying attention or you're spiritually dead, one or the other. Anger is not a sin, folks. Be angry and sin not. It's required. Anger is required if you're not going to sin. The question is, what are you angry about? And your response. That's the question. Anger and wrath are not the same thing. Amen? Now, if you just said amen to be a part of the group, I don't want you to confess it right now, but I got two good reasons why you can now know. Anger and wrath are not the same thing. First of all, they're not synonyms. Right, English teacher? They're not synonyms. Take my word for it. Number two, they're not spelled the same.
Amen.
Amen. Here's the difference. Words mean things and words matter. Amen?
Amen.
Wrath is violent anger. Anger is a violent passion of the mind. There's a huge difference between anger, which is a violent passion of the mind, and then you taking matters in your own hands and becoming violent.
Right.
See, that's the problem with what's going on in the country today. Liberals want to be angry? Fine. The problem is with the BLM and the Antifa riots. It's okay to be angry, but when you start destroying other people's property, it's time for you to be cut down. Amen. And they further corrupt, talking about the NIV and the new versions, they further corrupt the issue of anger by deleting qualifying words. Here's a comparison between the King James Bible and the NIV in Matthew 5:22. Whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment. So if I'm angry at you and it's not a legitimate or justified reason, then I'm in trouble with God.
Right.
But if I'm angry with you and it's because you've done something or said something worthy of anger, then there's no problem there. Unless you're reading the NIV or any of the new versions. NIV says, anyone who is angry with a brother or sister... Again, it's not doesn't say sister in the any Bible on the planet, Greek text. And then there's blank, will be subject to judgment. They cut out the words without a cause.
That's bad. That's huge.
Huge. Not only is it as different from night and day, make sure everybody understands. The Bible says if you're angry without a cause, there's something wrong with you. You're in trouble with God. The NIV says if you're angry, period. And that's as different as night and day. Well, Revelation 22:18 says, for I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. They added ancestors, and they've added all kinds, thousands of words that aren't in any Greek text on the planet. Wouldn't want to be in those people's shoes. You know, when the New American Standard Bible came out, the president of Moody, Frank Logsdon, was the head of the committee for the NASB, and after it came out, he resigned and went on the radio and begged for the body of Christ to forgive him. And there are a number of them that did that. Revelation 22:19 then says, and if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, they took away without a cause. God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. You say, why is that? I believe it's because you're talking about unregenerate men. I do not, in this side of heaven, will never be able to accept that a regenerate man with the Holy Spirit could butcher God's word the way they have in these new versions. There's something sick in that person. They have a foul spirit. And I didn't write that.
Amen.
Some will claim, well, that's only talking about the book of Revelation. You ever heard that? But it's repeated about the whole Bible. Deuteronomy 12:32. What things soever I command you, observe to do it, thou shalt not add thereto, nor diminish from it. Proverbs 30, verse 6. Add thou not unto his words, lest he reprove thee, and thou be found a liar.
That means God's going to call them out on it.
Amen. So, think of that, all those verses we just read, whenever you see things like this in new versions. Adding or sister and deleting without a cause. And that's all over those new versions. Beyond this, why is this deletion so troubling or so terrible as it's here? Do you know? Does anybody hazard a guess? Johnny?
Because Jenny recently watched your...
You cheated.
In this case,
cheaters are welcome.
Which is, yeah.
Because it makes their NIV Jesus a sinner.
Yep.
Because it says if you're angry with a brother or sister, you're in danger of the judgment. Matthew 3:5 says about Jesus, he looked around at them in anger. So according to the NIV, their Jesus committed sin. My Jesus didn't. I don't have to worry about it. Jessica?
And my dad has asked, well, I talked, but at times, when Jesus turned the tables,
he was angry.
But that was not sin.
No. Yeah. You know, that's what you... I always tell everybody, you got to forget the Jesus...
That's Mark 3:5.
Oh, it is. Mark 3:5. Well, it might be Matthew 3:5 in the NIV. I'm just kidding. I have had to totally forget the Jesus presented to me in the 1990s when I was learning all these things for the first time and learning about Jesus. I read things in books. I heard people preach and stuff. I mean, I heard people say that Jesus would never be angry with anybody. And I'm sitting there thinking, I seem to recall. But I didn't say anything because I was a baby Christian. And, you know, I thought, well, you know. So I go home and be a Berean. And I'm like, that man's a liar. Jesus gets angry with a cause.
Matthew 23.
Just read that sometime and it'll blow out the gentle Jesus stuff. I mean, I said Sunday, Jesus can be as gentle and loving as anybody, but not when it comes to the wicked, not to the rebellious, not to Satan, not to Sodom. So according to the NIV, Jesus is angry and subject to the judgment. And that's why I'm telling you, these people responsible for these new versions, I'm not talking about the preachers and the churches that use them and people in the pews, and in a lot of their cases it is willful ignorance or just ignorance. But I'm talking about the people who put that stuff out and are making the money off of it. And the ESV and the CSB, which is the Southern Baptist copyrighted Bible, all do the exact same thing. And it always leads to destruction of the churches and denominations. How many of you know, we watched a documentary put out by the pastor of the Spurgeon Tabernacle over in England, playing clips of Albert Moeller, who's the president of the Southern Baptist Seminary, who is... No, the seminary. And then the guy who was an anti-Trumper, Russell Moore, who is the head of the Ethics Commission. And they're promoting... basically, the idea that the Bible's wrong on Sodom and that we need to accept the psychological concept of sexual orientation. The Bible says you are born a man or woman and you are oriented toward the opposite sex naturally. And if you go in a different direction, that's you. And let me tell you something, that people are not born gay. If you get alone with them or, you know, in a discussion with them and they're not being defensive and they're just telling you their story, almost all of them will tell you they were molested as minors. And some of them by older kids who are still under 18, but a lot of them by adult men. And then they're embarrassed or whatever, and one thing leads to another and they go down that path. But there's very few... all the homosexual men that I know were molested. Every single one of them. I mean, according to what they told me. And you can watch undercover video where they don't know they're being taped in the gay bars. And the guy strikes up conversation. And they all, every one of them to the last man, said that they were first molested by an older man or an older kid. And so you have the Southern Baptists with their Christian Standard Bible hacking the Bible to pieces and their denominations going to the pit. Anger is sinful when there is no legitimate cause. So watch it. But if there's a cause, be angry and sin not. Colossians 3:8 says, "But now ye also put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth." So when anger is accompanied by these things, one or more, then you know it's wrong. The new versions are garbage, so we conclude. Verse 20 ends, building on the last words of verse 19, slow to wrath, for the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. If you're there, let's read that out loud. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Once you get this thing settled, that's very important to ice your cake with. The wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Being angry is justified in some cases, but violence is not justified unless facing violence. You know, if someone's shooting at you and you shoot back, you know, or someone's trying to beat you to a pulp, you're allowed to defend yourself. Someone's trying to hurt your family, that sort of thing. But, you know, we see these churches going into apostasy and all that stuff. We're not going to go, you know, trying to burn their buildings down or anything like that. The sin is not in the anger, but in allowing anger to take control and cause you to act out in wrath when such action is unwarranted. Amen.